GOP lawmakers, 18.3K migrant kids resettled across U.S. in 2 months. By John Binder on June 24, 2021. Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and Bill Hegarty, RTN, as well as Representative Chuck Fleischmann, RTN, say President Joe Biden's administration has resettled more than 18,300 migrant children across the United States in the matter of a couple of months with little to no transparency. On Thursday, Blackburn, Hegarty, and Fleischmann sent a letter to Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Xavier Becerra requesting information on the thousands of unaccompanied alien children, UACs, that the Biden administration has released into the U.S. interior. The Tennessee congressional delegation writes that even as thousands of UACs are resettled across the U.S., the Biden administration has not disclosed whether the migrant children are lawfully in the country, are being placed with sponsors without criminal records, and whether sponsors have the financial means to care for UACs. The letter states, rather than securing the border, it appears that the Biden administration's strategy for addressing the border crisis is to take as many steps as possible to simply accelerate processing of migrants into the interior of the United States. Policies adopted by the Biden administration have become the root cause for the collapse of our southern border and the influx of record numbers of illegal crossers and the flow of illicit and deadly drugs. Emphasis added. The practice of pushing UACs into the interior of the U.S. and often releasing them to sponsors, and then neglecting to track these minors' whereabouts or compliance with immigration requirements, raises numerous questions regarding the well-being of these minors, as well as the impact on American communities. Emphasis added. During the roughly two-month period between March 23 and May 26, 2021, for which specific public data is currently available, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, discharged 18,342 UACs to sponsors in the United States. This number does not include the tens of thousands of UACs that remain in HHS custody. After their release to sponsors, it is unclear what, if anything, the department does to ensure their safety, security, and compliance with their immigration obligations. It seems clear that HHS, given its silence, is ignoring the impact on schools, hospitals, and law enforcement agencies that will bear the burden of this massive resettlement. Emphasis added. Read the full letter here. Hegarty Blackburn Fleischmann. By John Binder. The UAC pipeline first appeared on the Tennessee lawmakers' radar when the Biden administration was caught flying UACs into the state overnight before putting them on commercial buses taking them to surrounding major U.S. cities. That specific operation is part of a nationwide multi-agency initiative by the Biden administration, with the help of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, like Catholic Charities and the Shapiro Foundation, where border crossers are being quarantined in migrant hotels before boarding commercial flights into the U.S. interior. From February 19 to April 22, as Breitbart News reported last month, the Biden administration had flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior on domestic commercial flights. Border crossers are allowed to bypass photo identification requirements, boarding flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.